We roll on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we're getting set for a big three-game set out of the All-Star break. Biloxi Shuckers, Montgomery Biscuits. And as always on Fridays, it's time for today's pregame interview. We are joined by Shuckers manager Fidel Pena, who is also the birthday boy today. Fidel, thanks for joining us. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
How's the birthday been so far? Of course, getting to play some baseball on your birthday, never a bad thing. You got the kids in town. Not a bad way to spend it.
Like you said, not a bad way to spend it. You know, like, woke up and, like, you know, my kids were there and they say happy birthday and all that. Hugs and kisses in the morning, so that's good. And then, you know, like you said, I actually get to, you know, coach some baseball and, you know, watch the baseball on my birthday. So that's good.
Has there ever been a birthday where you have not either played baseball or been coaching baseball?
Of course, like, when I was a kid probably, but, like, since I, like, my birthday's actually, like, in the middle of the season, like, I've always been, like, in season, like, after I signed. That was, like, back in, what, 09, so it's been a while.
You talked about the family. Your two little kids are in town with you. What was it like being able to spend some time with them over the All-Star break?
It was awesome. You know, we actually went over to, you know, like, to Atlanta and spent the, you know, the break with the Romanos. You know, Chris is our strength and conditioning guy here. He had us over, and my kids and his kids just had a great time, you know, playing all the time. You know, went to a whitewater Six Flags over there and, like, had a great time over there. So it was all good, man. It was good to, you know, spend time some time with the family and just be away from baseball for a little bit.
Well, and this is a long season, 138 games. There's still 2 months left to go in the season. What's it like just hit that reset button, unplug for a couple of days, right smack dab in the middle?
Definitely good, you know. It's good for the guys to, you know, like to be away from the game for a little bit and then, like, recharge batteries and then be ready to, you know, to go. Like, this is the most important stretch of the season right here, you know, especially with playoffs coming up, you know, right after the season. So, you know, it's time to go.
Talking about this is the biggest stretch of the season, your team is coming out of a big-time stretch, playing 9 games all on the road, won 3 of 3 in Mississippi, 4 of 6 against Chattanooga, put it all together, winning 7 of 9 on a 9-game road trip, including last week against Chattanooga, a ton of walks, a lot of patience. What was the big thing you saw from this lineup in terms of just drawing as many walks as they did?
Like you just said, you know, like, some patience at the plate, you know, just choosing good pitches to hit on, and, like, that obviously paid some dividends for us. We scored a lot of runs over there in Chattanooga, and you know, it's just been working out really well for us, you know, the last few weeks.
Not only that, but some big time clutch hits in big situations, whether it was with runners on, whether it's late in games needing a hit to get a runner on to bring home the tying run. How proud were you of this lineup for coming back as many times they did over that 9-game road trip?
Definitely proud. You know, this is the lineup, you know, that everybody can be the hero, like on a different day. Like, it's not always the same guys. So, you know, having those guys that can, you know, come up clutch in a, like, when the situation calls for it, like, that's definitely huge for us.
You talk about it, that this is a lineup that anybody can be the hero on any given night. What's it like for you to write guys into this lineup card and figure out how to put it all together when there is a lot of depth to this lineup and a lot of guys who can swing the bat well?
I mean, definitely, you know, that's a good headache to have, you know, whenever you have, like, a whole bunch of guys that can contribute with the bat and, you know, give you some good at-bats, like, it kind of, like, makes my job easier, you know, because, like, no matter who I put and where I put them, I know that they're going to go out there and compete and do their thing, you know, so just makes my job a little easier, I think.
How about Dylan O'Rey on Sunday? Set the franchise record. He went up 5 times, and he's one of the only times in baseball you ever go 0-for-0 and have the most productive day of your career. 5 walks. How impressed were you by Dylan's improvement on just seeing the ball a little bit more at the plate over the last few weeks?
Well, that's very good for him. You know, he has been, you know, like, battling and struggling a little bit at the plate. So, like, for him to be able to walk 5 times, it's definitely going to give him some confidence. And, you know, and that tells us that he's seeing the ball a little better. So we should be, you know, seeing some more better results for him at the plate. And hopefully, you know, he can just continue to do that for the rest of the season.
He's a guy who is still one of the youngest guys in this Southern League, one of the youngest guys to ever play for the Shuckers in franchise history on the hitting side. How does that mark the growth he's had here in AA over about the past month plus?
I mean, like you said, he's one of the youngest guys. So, like, we know that this is going to be a process for him, you know, adjusting to the AA pitching. But he's done, like, good so far, and I know that he's going to, you know, finish the season, like, in a good spot. So like, I am very confident that he's gonna keep putting in the work and that he's gonna see the results and he's gonna end up being like one of our better hitters at the end of the season.
Talking about seeing results, Brock Wilkin, 4 homers, 12 runs driven in already in the month of July. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. is hitting a cool .382 with a .1062 OPS in the month of July. What's impressed you the most about both those guys?
I mean, obviously, those are like guys that are normally like in the middle of our lineup and guys that are supposed to produce, you know, and like it's good to see them, you know, doing the thing and, you know, coming together, especially now, like we said, you know, like we got the most important stretch of the season and we need those guys to be, you know, to be consistent and to be there to produce for us. And, you know, like for the little guys like O'Reilly to get on and then like be driven home, like that's just good to see that those guys like are getting to a good spot.
How much does it fire you up that you're hot into the All-Star break, come out of the All-Star break, and it's a big 3-game set against the Biscuits?
I mean, excited about it, you know. I know that the guys are going to continue to do their thing, and, you know, we had a really good series the last time we played them, and we've always played, like, really good baseball against them, so, you know, confident that we're going to keep, you know, keep the ball rolling and keep doing our thing, keep competing.
And, hey, somebody's got a birthday, too. Happy birthday, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Checkers Biscuits coming up next.